Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 28 of Tech Tips Today with Jim. Are you in a good mood? I hope you are, and I hope you're finding the silver lining in everything you do. We've been part of the freezing rain that's been sweeping through the middle of the country. Maybe some of you are too. I feel so bad watching people on television sliding on the roads in their cars, slipping on the sidewalks, and having all kinds of issues. Ice. You can't do anything about it when it starts to fall. Besides that, it's been a great day in my educational neighborhood, and I'm happy that you can be a part of it. It's an honor having you listen to my instructional technology thoughts. Thanks to the many owners of the sites or apps I'm sharing, and I'd like to thank them for letting me borrow some of their wording in my descriptions. Let's get started. I found a really cool iPad app called Stick Around. It's by Tony Vincent and Explain Everything. With this app, you can play, design, and share sorting and labeling of puzzles. The app contains an assortment of puzzles. You, the player, have the task of dragging stickers from their tray to their correct spots on the background. To make it challenging, you need to do this before time runs out. You can create your own puzzles by importing your own photos, which become your background. You can make an answer key that indicates where the stickers belong. Some possible uses for Stick Around are to place locations on a map, complete a graphic organizer, diagram a sentence, associate words and definitions, match animals to their habitats, and lots more. In fact, you're only limited by your imagination with the Stick Arounds that you can create. Try something unique in your classroom. Give Stick Around a try. I give it 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. While I'm researching sites and apps for this podcast and for my Tech Tips Today with Jim at PearlTrees.com site, I sometimes get caught up in one of the items that I find. In fact, it happens all the time, which can be embarrassing, especially when I'm working with a lower elementary site. You should see some of the looks that I get when I'm singing along with a counting song. Gotta love it. The site GoNoodle is a site I really got wrapped up in. If you're an educator listening to this podcast, you probably realize that when students have small movement breaks every once in a while, they usually stay interested in what you are teaching longer, aren't so tired during class, and will continue to enjoy your class better than just the lecture-only and stay-seated teaching techniques. GoNoodle gives your students a chance to be active in an organized setting with videos and music that really get them moving and interacting. It's available at https://www.gonoodle.com. As the site shares, GoNoodle turns movement into a game and makes it easy to be active the kid way, silly, energetic, playful, and fun. There are hundreds of custom-created videos. While kids watch, they may run in place, jump, dance, stretch, or use relaxation techniques. A few video examples are Pizza Man, Skip Count to 100, Count to 100, From Mindless to Mindful, Get Your Money Right, and What, When, Where. There are even videos to use for indoor recess. Now that is a massive bonus for you elementary teachers out there. I give GoNoodle 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. I've been researching and checking out learning management systems, that's LMS for short, for our district. I found a site that is very similar to big-time LMSs called Guru. That's spelled G-O-O-R-U. It's available at http://www.guru.org/welcome. Guru allows the teacher to set up their own online classroom where students can work through formative assessments through digital content. The students are able to monitor their own data. The teacher can create or remix unique lessons for their entire class, or they can create lessons for individual students. The site allows for standards-aligned resources. There are pre-made assessments and classroom-ready courses. I was totally shocked after working at this site because it's free to use. It doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles, but it's a quality site that allows teachers to offer a different learning experience to their students. I find Guru to be good. Get it? Guru? Good? Never mind. Sorry, bad humor. I give Guru 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. Teachers in my district are tired of hearing me talk about copyright law. I'm a stickler for following copyright because, 1, it's the law, and 2, I have copyrighted material that I earn royalties on, and I don't appreciate somebody stealing my intellectual property. If your district hasn't provided copyright educational training, make sure it does. You wouldn't want anybody to get into legal trouble. One of our copyright laws that teachers and students violate all over the place is when photos are used for research projects. I found that photos rarely are cited, which is incorrect. That's why I was really excited when I discovered the site Photos for Class at http://www.photosforclass.com. When you and your students use Photos for Class, you arrive at a site that has a simple search box where you enter in a word or words. Then you're taken to photos that relate to your search for the text. While this isn't unusual, what is unusual is that only age-appropriate images for the school setting are displayed. You can choose a photo or photos you would like to use and then download them. All right, this isn't totally different from other sites. However, what is different is that there's an automatic citation on each image that's downloaded. Yes, the author and the image license terms are displayed at the bottom of the photo. This is very, very helpful and cool. The best part of all this is that all of the photos are licensed by Creative Commons for public use, which means you aren't breaking copyright laws. You have to see it to believe it. It's a wonderful site. I give Photos for Class 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. Have you ever noticed that most stories you hear on TV have music playing in the background? When your students hear a story and light background music that supports the story is played in the background, retention actually increases. When you and your students use BookTrack Classroom, found at http://info.booktrackclassroom.com/teacher, your students can literally have a background soundtrack added to their writings. BookTrack Classroom helps promote digital literacy as well as creative thinking with your students. It's also quite useful for individual students to use as well as something as you can use in groups. I wish I would have had this site when I was a student. I give it 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. That's the end of another episode, friends. It looks like a 5 exclamation mark sweep podcast. Please send me feedback and comments at james.roberts@wdbqschools.org. Thanks for listening. Take care, love life, and be positive. Life is so much more fun that way. I'll see you on the next episode of Tech Tips Today with Jim. Bye, everybody.